The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Love the Star podcast for Thursday, July 2nd, presented by the On Time Experts. I'm Eric Chiafalo of the G-Bag Nation, weekdays 2 to 7 on the Cowboys flagship 105.3 The Fan, alongside my my G-Bag brother, Mr. Brian Broaddus, NFL Super Bowl champion, former Cowboys scout, live from the Crown Global Media Studios as we inch closer and closer to Cowboys training camp. Broaddus, how we doing?
Doing well, Eric. I have to do these podcasts with you because my son just requested that he had to buy breakfast for the office today. He's an intern in Houston. So he had to go to the kolache factory, and he's like, hey, Dad, you think you could help me out here with this payment? So, yeah, to all the men and women that are getting kolaches on behalf of Bennett Broaddus, you're welcome from Dad Broaddus. Having to, you know, so we got to keep doing these podcasts, Eric. We can't, you know, one day you're going to wake up. One day you're going to wake up with all those ladies in your life, and they're going to go, Dad, we need to do this. Dad, we need to do that. And you're going to just, you know, you're just going to take the phone, and you're going to just go to the bank, and boom, you're going to send them money, and they buy kolaches. That's how it works around here.
You just bite the bullet on that, huh? I mean, that's
yeah, that's why we keep working, man. It's like a month away before training camp, and, you know, everybody else is taking a break. But we got to keep going because we got kolaches to buy and stuff like that.
We got to keep plugging away, baby.
We got to keep going.
By him. That's a heady play by him, you know?
Yeah.
Feed the office on Dad's dime. You look like a king.
Yeah, that's exactly. He's looking like a hero right now. He goes, yeah, we usually do it on Friday, but I stepped up on a Thursday. You know, we got the holiday tomorrow. So,
that's right.
Yeah, Bennett, you know, I mean, he thinks I'm the Bank of the South, I guess, is what he does. But no, proud of him. But yeah, month away from us traveling to Oxnard. Really excited about getting this campaign going. We've talked about all this. You know, we've talked about this defensive coaching staff. Can they get it done? Do they make enough moves? You know, is Dak Prescott going to continue to play clutch? I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be answered here as we get ready for Oxnard.
Yeah, there's a bunch for sure. And we're going to dive into a couple of fun things today. Now, I did want to give a nice little salute to a now former Cowboys special teams ace, CJ Goodwin, who has hung him up. Yeah. No more CJ Goodwin. And I think we can still remember some of the good times despite the last couple of years, him being borderline useless, borderline helping. It's felt like the other team at times, but we'll always remember him, you know, faking a hammy pull to magically, you know, make a play versus the Steelers on special teams. You'll always have the watermelon kick, which I believe he was the one who was able to pounce on that ball in the comeback versus the Falcons. He was a really solid special teams ace for quite some time. Now he's gone. We'll see if anybody else steps up in that role. You got anybody in mind that's going to be your next guy that the Cowboys just keep on the roster the next decade because they think that's his official role?
Yeah, I love the toughness and the determination and the fight with a guy like Riddy Stewart. You know, I love the way that, you know, it's probably going to be somebody like with Goodwin. It's probably going to be somebody in the secondary. It's probably going to be somebody that, you know, you would think that maybe a Stewart, a Josh Butler, somebody like that's going to step up. Maybe even a Maris Leafau. would be a guy that you kind of feel like, eh, they've moved him around to a new position. Is he going to get a lot of opportunity on that position? We'll see how that plays, but you know, where can they make some contributions other than the positions like on the offensive or defensive side of the ball and special teams, you know, the Cowboys with CJ Goodwin in. You're right. I've been very, very critical of CJ Goodwin. I always seem to remember more the last couple of years, the penalties, the flying down the field, the missing tackles in space and things like that. But, you know, it was a nice career for him. But somebody else does need to step up. And you had guys that really didn't step up. I mean, this was one of the more poor special teams in the league. You had basically a Pro Bowl returner until he started playing offensive snaps. Field position was a problem. But to be honest with you, though, you know, it just seems like watching games there, sitting there watching games. Did they get everything they could out of the punter? Was the, you know, is the punter starting to slow down? Is the average, the directional stuff? You have one of the best kickers in the league, but overall, special teams a huge disappointment. You know, with how overall with the field position, the coverage stuff. So yeah, I would say that that is a group that clearly is in the crosshairs right now. When it comes to this this football team, we've talked a lot about the defense. You know, I think the special teams need to also have a little bit of that. Huh? Are they going to be good enough? And you asked the question: is there somebody going to be better than CJ Goodwin? I would surely hope so on a lot of different levels. Yeah, but maybe it is a guy like a Reddy Stewart. Maybe it is a guy like a Maris Leofau that can be that kind of guy.
Yeah, I do think Leofau, like that's how he's got to fight to keep his spot with the new staff coming in. You know, you don't have the sponsors or whatever, right? The same way that you used to on the coaching staff. I don't really know exactly how he's going to fit, especially if they're playing him a little bit more as an edge player. I just don't know that that's going to work out for him. But on special teams, that dude shows up. He's cracked some heads on special teams. He's flying down there and he's ready to make some plays. So I do like Leofau, but overall the special teams unit definitely has to get better. Starting field position for the Cowboys offense was not great last year. A lot of that's because your defense really sucked, but also because your special teams was a problem outside of Brandon Aubrey. Yeah. So Nick Sorensen, we're looking at you, my friend, because you're on the hot seat a little bit. Now, I wanted to ask you this as well. What is your biggest reason for optimism about the Cowboys defense doing enough to allow this team to actually make the playoffs, potentially win the division? What does it just go down to one singular? Is it Christian Parker, or is it more than that in terms of why maybe you will be optimistic about this defense?
I think it's the safeties. I think for years, if you're a good team up the middle of your defense, you've got a chance to be a really good defense. I think they're very good at the defensive tackle spot. If you look at the starters, we'll see how the backups play. You know, the inside linebackers, there's a question about the Mike linebacker, but, you know, with Winters on the other side, that seems to be a nice upgrade over there. But we'll see what happens at Mike linebacker. What's got me excited, though, is the secondary when it comes to the safety play. I think with Jalen Thompson, from what we've seen from him with Arizona and how he is able to play at a very, very high level, I think that was a really good get for them. I think people are going to be really happy with P.J. Locke when it comes down to it as well. Locke, Durant, those kinds of guys that have been added to the mix, I think that that's the reason that I have some hope. But I think if we look at really for last year, they told you what they think about their safety play. You know, they move on from the guys now. You know, Marquise Bell is still here. Marquise Bell was getting work in the last practice that I watched before we went on break, and he was the backup guy. We'll see if they can recapture Marquise Bell and what he was under the Dan Quinn administration, because he clearly there was a drop off there. But I say I love the additions. How could you not love the addition of Downs? I think the addition of Locke, as I mentioned, will pay off. And I think the addition of Thompson will pay off well. And they will also kind of figure out, though, okay, who could be the fourth guy when they have to go there. And that's the thing that gives me some hope going forward.
Okay. So the safeties, I think that's definitely a big part of it. Cause I was reading around a little bit and just knowing what we know about this particular defense that Parker's trying to run here. Mm-hmm. So much of what they're banking on is that they're going to be able to stop the run mm-hmm. with a light box.
Yeah. And that's how they play.
I mean, that's what they want to do here. They want to be able to live in nickel as much as possible with Caleb Downs yeah. being a guy who's able to play the run and then also play in some coverage. And I do think they've done a good job at building that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
They're making a bet here, and I just think the big bet that they're making, that Christian Parker and this front office is making about the defense, is that the run defense will be so good, especially in light boxes, that when they do force teams to have to throw, they will be in advantageous situations, and you're looking at finding teams in second and long and third and long and being able to, I guess, disguise coverage enough to, and maybe manipulate some things when it comes to some sim pressures and some blitzing to be able to get after the quarterback, because they've built it in a way where it seems like, and Parker talked about this, despite being a DB's coach, he wanted to build the defense from front to back. And it starts with the run defense. And I just don't know if they've done enough when it comes to the pass rush. But that's the bet they're making. Like, we know Rashawn Gary, we trade for him, and we know we're trading mm-hmm. for him because he's a plus run defender. And we'll see what we can get out of him as a pass rusher. Now, that's part of the reason why you drafted Malachi Lawrence. And who knows how in year one, but like big picture, it makes a ton of sense. You need somebody who can bring some juice off the edge as a, like when you talk about Malachi Lawrence, you're talking about him as a pass rusher more than a run defender. Rashawn Gary's the opposite. And so I think like the way they're, and even Ezeraku at this point has proven to be more of a run defender. That's what you think of first with him after year one, as opposed to a pass rusher. And so I think the big bet that they're making is that, hey, we'll be able to stifle the run enough and still be able to play coverage behind it so that we'll have enough guys in coverage to defend the pass. And I guess Parker is planning on being able to disguise so much in the back end that you're confusing quarterbacks an extra half second, and that's enough to maybe get some pressure home. Like, that feels mm-hmm. like the big bet that they're making for year one of this defense. Hey, we'll stop the run. We'll play coverage and disguise in the back end. And even though we don't have a bunch of monsters getting after the quarterback, if we can get the quarterback to hesitate a little bit, then we can find a way to get to him.
I could see a world where they all of a sudden look at the trade deadline and go get a legitimate pass rusher. That the defense that they might be, that might be something. You know, we talk about, nobody wants to talk about Max Crosby or any of that stuff anymore. But there's a couple of things that worry me about this defense. And I think that I love the addition of Christian Parker. I love the addition of the guys they brought here. Couple of things do worry me here. If in fact that they can't play the run defense with the defensive front that they have, all of a sudden, if Quinnen Williams is, he's a great player. We've seen him at Alabama play the scheme where they play gap and a half, really two gap stuff. You know, they're trying to work with each other. You know, Christian Parker was telling us that Kenny Clark was one of the best, when it came to playing this, with Mike Pettine and all this and playing the scheme and all. That's where it really has to start. It really, really has to start. You mentioned Gary, really good run defender. Donovan Azarocco, good run defender. But it's really going to start inside because that whole thing, those defensive tackles work for the linebackers. And if all of a sudden guys like, say, Jay Tawiya gets an opportunity to play in this thing, or you know, a Bonye or somebody like that, that you know, these guys are playing, but they're not getting it done. You know, that's the thing that worries me the most is, yeah, we're going to try and play this thing with some light box stuff, but can you – it seems like Philadelphia and stuff get away with it because they have the defensive tackles that they have. You know, to play this scheme, you got to be able to be really, really good up front. And listen, I'm not trying to sit there and throw the wet blanket on. I'm just saying as a group, they have got to be really, really good up front. If they're guys up there and they're getting turned and they're getting moved out of the hole and, you know, they're not playing square and all that. And, you know, they're not working for the guy next to them. You know, they're not playing their gaps and stuff like that. This thing's got to be a little bit of a problem. I mean, Dallas has got really, I think they've got quality defensive tackles in their ones. Let's see what the twos are, because they're going to need to be able to play, you know, some rotation up there. And if they struggle playing that way, then, you know, I don't care how good, you know, Donovan Azarocco is and Gary and all that. If they struggle inside and it affects their linebackers, who are built to go and get the football, you know, the scheme is built to go do that, then they're going to have problems playing run defense. You know, so you'll know very, very early. I think you'll know very, very early about this defense. And I say very early when I mean, I think week five. I think by week five, the Tampa game, you will know what direction this defense is going. You know, I mean, the first couple of games we'll see with, you know, with it should be opponents that you should be able to beat. But then you get to the Ravens, you get to the Texans, you get to Tampa, you get to a little bit better. But by week five, you should know what this defense is. And if they're struggling in certain areas, you know, and the pass rush might, if they play the run great and then the pass rush is not getting there, they might have to go make a deal. We'll see. They might, but, you know, hopefully that they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting, in terms of things that like I'm confident in that are going to work, I do think the run defense is going to work. I think they have the guys in there. I mean, you invested in Quinnen Williams. Kenny Clark's been in this scheme before. Mm. Rashawn Gary is an excellent run defender. Donovan Azarocco, as a rookie, was an excellent run defender. Assuming he comes back healthy enough to hit the ground running, I think as an edge setter in the run game, he is going to be a plus player. Like those four guys right there, I think are going to be legit. Having Caleb Downs playing in the box a healthy amount of time is going to be good for your run defense. I think D. Winters is a solid linebacker. You know, right. And then we'll just have to hope that Overshown stays healthy. But I think as a run defense, you are going to be good. The question that I have is it going to be good enough to where you can force teams into obvious passing situations and then be able to disguise that back end enough? Because my worry is that you don't have enough pass rush. And so hopefully Christian Parker has a way of confusing quarterbacks enough to just hold it for an extra beat there. But I do think that is the big thing when you look at like the trade deadline. I don't think they're getting into the Max Crosby waters at this point. I wouldn't even really want them to, you know, as much as I want the pass rush, I would like to see now, okay, Vegas, let's see how healthy Max Crosby is.
Sure.
And I would have him earmarked for the trade deadline. If assuming the Raiders are not going to win that many games, if Crosby hits the ground running and shows that he's healthy and he's back to close to his normal self, now that's a guy that I'm looking at. Okay, at the trade deadline, can we make a move here? At this point, because of the health, I think it's a little bit risky. But that's the big bet that I think they're making right now, is that the run defense is going to be good enough to still play coverage in the back end and make quarterbacks hesitate before they can let go of the ball, and then hopefully that can allow some pressure. All right, just getting started here on the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We are presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Stars, and right here on Love of the Star. You've heard us talk about it all summer long. time to capitalize with the Heat now. It's here to stay, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get you that first-time $59 AC tune-up and professional cleaning with the on-time experts. And they will really, really, really take care of you. Okay, I've seen it firsthand. I see them in my neighborhood all the time. And my neighbors are always super pumped after the on-time experts gets them taken care of at the highest level. It's the dirt, the dust, the debris that kill your air conditioner. They clog the coils, choke the airflow, strain your system, and they lead to costly breakdowns. So the on-time experts are actually the only company that removes all of the harmful buildup. It's not just going to be a quick once over, in and out in 30 minutes. They're going to take everything apart. They're going to clean it, take up to 2 hours. It is absolutely amazing what they do. And when they give your AC a clean bill of health, they provide you with a no breakdown guarantee. You simply cannot beat that. The worst place to find yourself in the summertime is with a busted up AC. Okay. You don't want to be that guy, especially in North Texas. So go to theontimeexperts.com, schedule your $59 tune up today. That is theontimeexperts.com. And they're also going to offer you a $99 drain clearing of the bottom floor of your home as well. So for $160, you are getting great value, and they will absolutely take care of you in a big time way. And it'll give you that peace of mind all throughout the summer that you guys are going to stay cool inside of your home. And that is what we want this time of year.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.